With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite all of the money spent on education, America's schools still get an unsatisfactory grade on the nation's report card, a national assessment of educational progress.
Reading scores fell 2 points on a scale of 500, with a third of eighth grade students scoring below basic. One bright spot, fourth graders notched a 2-point improvement in math. The results can't be blamed entirely on the pandemic. A 2022 survey found fewer young students are reading for enjoyment, and those who are chronically absent struggle the most. Ray Hart, with the Council of Great City Schools, says efforts like intensive tutoring programs have helped make a difference in some districts. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump's attempt to launch a review of government spending has been put on hold by a federal judge. The administration proposes a freeze on grants and loans during the review. Excluded from the freeze, Social Security, Medicare and food stamps, student loans and scholarships. The spending review is itself frozen until at least Monday, per the judge's order. The Trump administration seems to think the federal government could get along with a smaller workforce, something less than the current 2 million plus employees.
The White House is offering buyouts worth 8 months of salary to all federal employees who opt to act on the offer by February 6th in an effort to shrink the size of government.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's nominee for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going before the Senate Finance Committee today. Also today, the Senate Judiciary Committee votes on Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, deciding whether to advance her nomination to the full Senate for a final vote. The White House making it clear that anyone who broke the law by entering the country illegally is subject to deportation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading 68 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 91. This is SRN News. China is moving up the World Watch list.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians, compiled by Open Doors U.S., puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A U.S.-based organization is transforming the house of an Auschwitz commandant into a research center devoted to fighting anti-Semitism. The house lies next to the site of the former death camp, now the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum. The Counter-Extremism Project is setting up the Auschwitz Center on Hate, Extremism, and Radicalization in a bid to combat anti-Semitism as well as other forms of extremist activity. SRN News. One Israeli insider says the Jewish state has been traumatized by the Hamas terror attack.
Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, predicts
it's going to take us a long time to heal.
Oren says Hamas has been waging its own form of psychological warfare.
It's had a roller coaster, this emotional roller coaster.
And the latest news from Hamas amid the ceasefire hostage deal?
8 of the 33 that are scheduled to give back are dead.
For many Israelis, that turned their happiness to heartache.
We're not going to have the same joy if when the ambulance doors opens, it's not a person who gets out of the box.
Dr. Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A cross-border conservation project focusing on barn owls is fostering cooperation between Israeli and Arab researchers, examining ways to boost the global population of the owls that hunt rodents in crop fields as a natural alternative to pesticides. More details, SRNNews.com.